Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Back Talk with Q&A. It's your girl, Q Speaks, and everybody's favorite guy. What's your name?
A.B. Ready.
Hey, guys. Hope you are keeping warm as the weather shifts. So, A.B., it is Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
What a week. What a week. How was yours? Anything spectacular happened this week?
Not yet, but it ain't over with.
Touche, my friend. Touche. I have some good news. Christmas came early for me, but I'll keep that for me and my personal. But
okay.
It was a really, really, really good week.
Okay, then.
All right, guys. So we are popping off today with a new series that's called Let's Straighten It Out. So after filtering through all of the letters, some we've gotten a few messages and letters from the same person with one particular issue, maybe it was just like a couple, maybe.
Yeah.
So we let Nancy from Chi-Town start it off last week. But this series, Let's Straighten It Out, is a series for all of you guys that we feel you can definitely relate to. So AB and I will be responding to more of those letters and giving that real spiel on what you send in, which is basically life, love, and just lessons that we've learned. And we're going to share it via her version, me, his version, AB. So make sure you tune in every Saturday here, Blog Talk Radio, at 3 o'clock. So last week was super fun. Last week we talked about Nancy from Chi-Town.
Yes.
Did you get any additional people that just like really felt Nancy? Like how was if you had
they
to measure your feedback, what was that?
They had some strong, I told you before, they said it was harsh words.
It is harsh. Who wants to say
on? But a lot of people admit it. That
they feel the same way.
Yeah.
I was in that category, wasn't
yes,
I? I was like, oh, no, that's not me. But like, okay, well, you know,
Yeah.
So, guys, if you didn't listen, you can always hop on and listen to our coverage of Nancy's dilemma or just her statement of the fact between her and her booski that they both feel that they own one another.
Yes.
I personally feel that saying that you own a person is a bit much, but you know, to each his own.
Yeah, we don't let that one go.
So this week, hey Chuck, you said you'd be listening because we are responding to your letter of letters. So quickly, you want me to go ahead and open up for Chuck?
Go
All
ahead.
Right. Okay, so Chuck. He's here in the midden with us. Hey, he's in Michigan. All right, Chuck from Dearborn Heights. Chuck says he has been with his girl for about a year now. I was thinking of planning a nice anniversary, spending a nice bag. But lately, the woman that I had been in love with is always preoccupied, unavailable emotionally and physically. Nope. No loving in a minute, okay? Do I think she's cheating? Not necessarily, but I know something is different. I am confident that it's not all in my head. And yes, I have communicated my concern only to have it blown off as if I'm tripping and imagining things. So I'm stuck. What would your next move be? I am anxious to hear both sides.
Okay. do you want to start?
Go
this
ahead,
off?
Hey, because it's going to be a dialogue. Because it's so many times.
So,
I feel that it could. It,
I don't know. Let me examine this one more again.
Mm-hmm.
I need to examine this one more again.
Yeah, look at that one.
Because that's very interesting to me.
What? The fact that she's unavailable?
But. And he said he's been with her for a year now.
Almost a year. About a year.
And he ain't seen the signs before then?
What signs?
Ooh, it's always signs before then.
Here we go. Rose-colored content.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That, for me.
All right.
I think first impressions is fake, a facade, a glorious, a tremendous, a beautiful costume in the beginning. Meaning them 8 months, 10 months before that year, he been doing a lot, or she been doing a lot of things in the beginning because to win you over. They trying to win you over.
Now that works both ways, right?
Yeah, okay. That works both. Okay. I'm not saying.
I'm just asking.
Yes, I'm always going to
clarify for
yes.
this.
Well, okay. both sides.
Okay.
Man and female.
Okay.
It be times that they show bits and pieces of their true nature in the midst of all that beautifulness that they give you in that costume. It's like Halloween for 6 or 7 months. They got a costume on. The costume changed now, depending on a situation. Like, if an individual, they've been together for a minute and he decide or she decide to stroll in late a few nights.
Strolling.
Like they've been working.
Feel like Nancy a little bit.
I mean, they've been working. Yeah,
okay.
Like they've been working.
Okay, well.
And then they come on, then go wash up. Then they happily come to bed now. You know, they can play with you a little bit. They got to play the role.
Well, here's the thing, but is that person now that person that comes in, strolls in, and they wash up? Is that what they do every time they come home anyway, or is it out of the blue? You
know, I don't know
because I hope see, you wash
I'm
up
saying,
outside world.
I don't
anyway.
Know the routine they may have.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I only know bits and pieces of routine. I don't know the whole routine of people, you know, situation, but. In the midst of all that beautifulness, he or she that stuck their head out that doorway a little bit and let you know their real nature, and then they stuck it back in. Because, like, I really ain't want them yet. So I got to
keep that mask on.
Yes, for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. So they throw it back on. Mm-hmm. And then watch it. And then again. For the more they play along a few more months, it's glorious.
Yeah.
They had fucked up for a minute.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, they did something to win them back over.
Yeah. Well, you know, thing, her version.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many. Yes, there are signs, right? There are signs from a woman's perspective. Here's one spin from her side.
Okay.
Being me, not her. When women become emotionally unavailable, just absent, even though we're there in body, we've been gone for a minute. I mean, there has been something happening, whether on the forefront or in the background, that has made us change up, even if it's not a facade. Like, Chuck, has there been some things that have been going on that, you know, she said, oh, it's okay. It's good. And you thought it was all right because she said, that's all right. And maybe swept some things under a rug. And now she's just like, you know, okay. Maybe she did pick her head out a little bit. Not necessarily for another you, but for something else that made her feel like she did when you guys first got together. Because we check out way before the relationship is over. We talked about that on day one. Was that day one? When we were saying how they asked, how do you move on so quickly? Because you were already gone.
Well.
Or, Chuck, you could be that bomb catch. And she's not what you thought she was. And this thing that you're saying, when we say mask off, AB believes that you've seen some signs and you haven't paid any attention to it because you was in La La Land.
Mm-hmm. They wooed.
You know?
Oh, he got wooed.
But to be fair, if there had been any issues early on in the relationship and you feel like they weren't serious and they were more serious to her, if there hasn't been communication before now, there's a possibility that she's just, you know, not into it. Now, this is the question. Do you want to recreate that fire that was once there, and how do you get back there? That's a whole nother conversation. But what would you do, AB, if this was your situation?
Oh, see, I can't do a hypothetical. You know why? Because I'm already, I believe already that I'm not ready yet.
But if
so
you
I'm
are,
not charging,
no.
So I'm not charging in. I can't.
You are a creative spirit. You can't.
Ooh, see, you want me to be creative?
I do. Come on.
But that's for me.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Would that hurt your feelings? Would that hurt your feelings that you're getting ready to spend a bag on this queen because you were in love and you get ready to celebrate your year together? And
well,
but,
it'd be depending on what kind of year it was. I mean, if she was a ride or die, she rolled with me.
How you know
all
after a year?
My,
what kind of
rides
and dines you doing again? And I ain't trying to die.
I mean, it had been a lot of little, you know, you have, when I say die, I mean, like, bumpy roads. I mean, you know, negative vibes always coming into your midst.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So it'd be times that things happen. Like, it's always something coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So if something come up, it depends on how she handled it with me. Because I may not be able to carry the load at the time. Will she carry the load for me, help me, assist me?
Okay.
We're a team.
Man, we about to move into a whole nother territory.
Okay.
No. Talk about the teamwork thing.
Okay. Okay.
Chuck.
I mean, it's all, this includes
I
Chuck because, see,
you listen.
This all includes Chuck because at the time they could have been a team. They could have been a team already. And then something occurred within their communication as far as the teamwork. Somebody started doing a little bit more work than the other team member.
Yeah, hello?
So
you understand? Because, see, that will make me emotionally unavailable. After this.
After you do it.
After I've done what I was supposed to do. See, here's my thing. When people are in a relationship and they talk about them, oh, yeah, you know, you're supposed to be there just through the good and the bad, the tough times. Well, let's be real clear. Because, see, I've been on all sides. I've been on the you are an infidel side. I've been on, you know, and then now the older you get, it's like, okay, you hit a rough patch of what? Financial stability. You want to be with someone who, if you can't at that time, you know she got you, and vice versa. You want to be able to be there for each other.
All
right?
The time. Correct.
Right?
Correct.
But you don't want to be in a situation where one person gets so comfortable with you having their back that now they're misprioritizing and not trying to lighten the load and free it back up for you.
See, that's a different spin. Meaning this, that individual, because
if that happens,
cause
they
not,
she gone.
They not,
she
saying,
probably gone.
That's
already.
When the communication went haywire somewhere because he no longer decides to play as a team.
Because what should be happening is that you should be making sure, I don't care who is pissed at you outside of your home, you need to be making sure home is right.
All the time.
Home is a priority. I don't care. You make the load lighter for the one you at home with.
Nah, I'm this is my personal. Now, this is my, I don't usually get personal. But this
personal.
Is my personal.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to brace
belief.
Myself. Y'all brace yourself. You don't get
personal.
Personal.
This is my personal belief. I be feeling that an individual, whether if they in a relationship and they have a child and they in a relationship and that child is with them, that's a whole unit to me.
It's a child that's with them.
Yes, right then.
That's right. Okay.
That's a whole unit to me.
Yes.
That's the immediate family to me.
Yes.
That's your immediate family. So that's priority number one. over anybody. I don't care if it's your mamas, your grandmamas, or whoever it is. That family unit right there is first. That's the focus, first. Before you can go venture off anywhere else, that got to be taken care of first. Everybody in that unit got to be happy before you decide to take your ass outside of that unit to help somebody else.
That's,
on
right.
That's real
hey,
spirit
I,
on
that's
me.
That's right. We agree on that.
Yes, because you got to. That's the first priority. Everybody else is second. I honestly believe
ain't
that.
Ain't that the truth?
I honestly believe that, so.
Yes, I said that. Hashtag T-U-H. That's that real spiel. Hey, if you guys are listening right now and you can call in, you know, we got a pause break or something, go ahead and give us a call at area code 914-205-5401. That is 914-205-5401. We are trying to straighten it out. Chuck,
we taking off masks.
It's a whole lot of reasons why it can be what it is, you know. And I say this, and we're at the same place that we were with Nancy. You guys give us a little bit. You're not giving us full blown details where you have, you know, we're not perfect at all. Did you set some unrealistic expectations for your girl that she's not meeting?
Not another one.
Are we really carrying our weight as individually?
Yes.
What we contribute to this relationship across the board?
Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Do you believe that everybody should, how I want to put this? Because I don't
want
to come off.
We want you to take your time, brother.
Because I don't
want
to come off. Because I don't want to come off of offensive or, you know, insulting to anybody. But do you think that Chuck or
Chuck's girl?
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Probably went into the relationship kind of too fast, moving too fast, strutting along, you know, when the other person was really prepared. Yes.
Ha. Ha.
That could be one.
With that ass one.
That's why I say it's a lot of twists and turns. In a relationship, it's a lot of twists and turns.
It is.
So where
and then people
you
grow.
Turn?
Did you grow apart? There's something. But we talk. You guys are talking about a year. That's not a long time. But see, for me, it's long because I don't have years to be giving up to folk. Okay.
Depending on what was your mission at
like,
the time.
Like for real.
Now, see, your mission at the time may not have been to really focus on the relationship at the time. You probably was headstrong going into whatever your ventures were. Not you per se.
No, I'm listening to you.
The individual may have been headstrong of going into a venture. They had other priorities.
Mm-hmm.
But once y'all both met up at a time and collided, boom, a child was born. So something.
Oh Lord,
slowly,
they said they had kids.
No, I'm saying I'm going
go
beyond
on.
Them.
You
I'm
know,
going
well,
beyond.
Building.
Yeah, I'm going because
people move.
Yes, they was moving fast in a year.
Uh huh.
Because I'm assuming that they didn't move in with each other. They didn't learn little routines of each other. You know, they knew what not to do and what to do. They knew how to perform in crowds when it was time. But then don't you think some of that be fake? Because they could be having an issue, but they don't want to bring their issue out in the public. So they want to look good in the public eye. Mm. But inside them walls, oh, it's hell. It's fire. It's all type of shit up in there.
Baby.
But when they come out, they got their head done, clothes looking good.
He Christmas.
Yes, everybody. Everybody faking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. They faking though, because ain't nobody happy. That's why they are.
Oh, I told you, so I can't stand it. You take a picture, somebody's like, relationship goals, you don't know what those people live like.
Yeah.
You're looking at a picture. That is not my goal. Let's be real clear.
Some people go.
No one's picture is my goal, okay? Mm-hmm. Relationship
goals. No way. Chuck and them, though, on the other hand.
Y'all don't even want that person. You don't want that woman, and you don't want that man. Because you don't know what that woman or that man had to deal with from the other person to be together. Please believe it. It's not what you think it is. You think you want it. You don't want that.
But me, I think people, you need to create standards and values for yourself.
Yes.
First.
Yes. Yes.
Before you move into any type of committed relationship.
So not just that. So do what you just said, and then you have to hold tight to it. I know what it's like to have been in relationships, and then to, you don't think it can happen to you, that you can get lost. You lose your individuality.
You can.
Yes, you do.
You have to
be that individual wonder, that beauty, that in all your beautifulness, what you say, right? Throughout the entire relationship for you, not to make somebody else better, but stay true to yourself.
Right.
You have to.
You have to find out what do you want in the relationship first.
And it takes a while to get to know people. And Chuck, you don't know that woman. It's only been almost a year. You don't know her. You know some things. You don't know her like that.
I don't think nobody truly knows everybody like that.
Because life happens. And we react and deal with situations differently. You don't know until you're in it.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
You're learning.
Yes.
You know, there are people that they say, if you don't know me by now, it's been 10 long years, 20 years. You are still learning that person because you're growing. You may not be growing at the same pace either.
Man,
somebody cannot be growing at all.
Why
are you blooming?
And why, yes.
Blossoming.
And that could be a conflict in the relationship.
You know, I didn't think
because
men can be jealous and women can be, or they can be intimidated, that's just not who they are. But here's my thing. I don't believe in excuses. I believe in effort. I don't want your excuses. So, Chuck, I don't know if you like excuses, but I don't like them. I don't like them at all. If she wants to be with you and you think you're communicating, communication should be effective. It should produce a result. And that result should not be your feelings and your concerns swept under a rug, or you treat it like your feelings don't matter. It also shouldn't get to a point where you feel that as a man, you can't open up about your feelings, because we have those issues. We want the men to open up and tell us, or tell us when they think something is wrong, and vice versa. But, you know, don't shut down, because even if this doesn't work with her, your next person, if it doesn't, whomever else that you end up with, still keep those communication lines open, because communication is key. But you got to keep your eyes open. That's most important. You really have to see what you're dealing with. You feel in your gut. You know when something isn't right. You know when something off key. It just, I don't know. What is it?
I can't say. Because everybody is totally different. Because
what you're dealing with doesn't sound like it's the end of your relationship. It just sounds like some kind of rough
patch. It's the end.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, only reason I say this is because what Chuck said. Chuck said he know he ain't tripping and imaginating things. And she's saying one thing, but Chuck's seeing something different. Like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Actions gonna speak louder than them words all the time. If your actions do not coincide with the words you spoke out your mouth, then you're a liar.
So what if this letter was coming from Charlie and it's a girl lady? No, it's a female named Charlie, and she's saying that her man is showing the same signs. Let me open up his. Look back at this letter real quick. So let's just flip it real quick. So, Charlie girl, she has been with this guy for a year now, and then she was thinking of planning a nice anniversary. But lately, the man she's been in love with, he's preoccupied, unavailable emotionally and physically. See, now, and you ain't getting no loving from your man.
Me personally, when he came home, you should have had his shit outside the door.
Listen to AB Red. You're going to be waiting on the wonderful honey. Listen.
I'm saying this. If there's no loving, ain't shit populating.
Yeah.
Ain't shit moving towards you. You won't
and
feel.
And so.
And she ain't feeling good. Oh, shit. That nigga shit down.
He should be out.
Yeah, his shit should have been down.
But does it mean that he's cheating?
I don't care.
It don't matter what you're doing. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right. That's the whole objective.
Did you get that real feel?
This is the whole objective.
Hello.
He's not doing what he's supposed to do. Right. So why is you going to keep on? You had a, if you have, that's why I say create a standard or value system for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that,
And stand by it.
Stand on it strong.
Hello. Y'all hear that?
I don't give a fuck if they say some sing-along type of shit that they got you dancing and everything. Still stand on whatever you got, whatever you believe in, stand on it. If a motherfucker is not cooperating the way you got your standards at,
show them the door.
All the time. Why hold up?
Life
gonna
is
keep,
short.
The thing is this. You're going to keep on playing house and doing the same damn pattern over and over again. So when the Harold, I'm going to just give him a name, Harold, decides to leave, then who you going to go get? You going to get Junebug, and then Junebug going to do the exact same thing. Junebug going to do the same thing because that's what you used to. You have to change your pattern. Whatever your standard is, stick to your standards and never go down for it.
I'm going to refill my bubbles on that one. I'm just going to AB had that because ding, 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 ding. I think he won the majority with that one. If you know, and some might not want to hear that, but let me tell you, the truth was set you free.
I believe that this is just assumption on my opinion, but they concentrate more on the negative shit of what others do to them instead of just
fixing it,
doing what you're supposed to do. You know you ain't time. If somebody swing on you, you gonna try to duck and bob, ain't you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't this motherfucker do something different? You know,
why
Doug and Bob.
Are you doing things that
right.
are going to create the problem in the first
place? Right. And you accept it. They accept it. So if you
so
accept
it. So when it's accepted,
then
it becomes the norm.
You when it's accepted,
it becomes the norm.
You can't complain about it
because
you already knew in advance it was. So why is you complaining to a motherfucker about the same shit you
later.
Already knew?
Yep.
You should have resolved earlier.
That's right.
It wouldn't have continued if you would have had some, you stuck to something and said, hell no, I'm not about to go through this.
Yeah.
I'm not about to fuck with this.
Yeah.
I'm finna get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's right.
You were supposed to move on.
I mean, at the end of the day. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
And it also matters what you have around you. And you know, when you're dealing with mess at home, and you know, Chuck, I hope you're not talking to some guys that you know wish they were in your shoes and they really putting a good word in your ear. I don't know where you at in your life with your surroundings. If you don't have anyone, you got a gut. You have a gut and you have a mind, and it tells you everything that you need to know. And we just choose to decide against it all the time. That's when you get in those bad places and those rough patches and them little stinky spots where you feel like you're stuck. So, at the end of the day, put you first.
All the time.
Put you first. Put your feelings. It's not about sacrificing. You should not have to go through hell to have heaven in a relationship. That can kill that shit. That's not how this is supposed to work.
At all.
It is not supposed to be oh, well, all relationships go through this and go. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, the hell they don't.
And they don't have to.
Why do they have to?
They don't.
I get unforeseen circumstances and things that happen.
They don't.
Not you being an idiot doing dumb shit and then making the other person that you're with suffer and they got to stick with you and you talk about some, we going to make it. No, they hell
right.
they're not. That's not how this works.
It doesn't.
That's
it
not
doesn't.
How any of this works.
It doesn't. So you got to stop. Think about it. Stop. Think about
ah.
it.
Y'all didn't hear that new dance in there?
Keep it moving on.
Ooh.
Stop. Think about
think
it.
Think about it.
And then cut the motherfucker off real quick and keep it stepping.
It's about self-preservation. You guys would not survive a zombie apocalypse with this mindset. I'm just saying.
Do not waste your energy on somebody that's not for you. You know it ain't for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to keep on holding on to something because you feel...
You're fighting for something that's not fighting for you.
Right,
that's not fair.
Right,
that's not fair.
Right.
That's not fair at all.
At all.
Now, you know if somebody is fighting for you.
At all.
You trying to hold on to something that you're supposed to be letting go of. Trust me, you're going to waste time and be mad as hell. Been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that. I can tell you. You look up... You talk about now, Chuck, about a year. It's going to be 5 years, and you still questioning why you're tripping.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back and you're already gone with Juan.
Yeah, Juan and
Richard.
Whoever she is,
right?
He's gone.
He's already gone.
But good thing you didn't go on Cheaters.
Do you watch that show?
I used to.
Why do I scream like that when I think about it? I'm so tickled.
Because,
like, really?
Because it'd be so funny.
Dude.
Like,
I hate those shows. But them be the signs.
They show you signs. They videotape days that they've been around.
Not my image.
That's what was so funny to me.
Like they
catch you for a few days.
Just
now maybe they didn't edit a bunch of shit because
they
you know,
did.
TV always do some crazy.
Have to make it exciting.
Yes.
We don't have time to get it excited for you. Life is interesting enough on its own, y'all. You won't always get the real spill.
All the time.
Them truth tales.
And it's going to be funny.
This cognac, champagne conversation for grown folk.
And it's going to be funny because shit be funny to me.
Life can be funny. But you want these folks on Cheaters chase down somebody they already know doing something.
They already know they're doing. That'd be the funny part.
You know
like, you already know they cheating. But you want to get on TV, get that 5 minutes of fame.
What they pay them?
I don't know what they
dollars.
Paying. I don't know
that
what
is
they
insane.
Paying. I'm saying.
You don't pay me either.
But some been catching a little extra 15 more minutes.
Really?
Yes.
No,
some. Yes. Some been catching a few more minutes. Mm-hmm. I've seen individuals that been on the pawn shop.
Over here all now, Greenfield.
They've been on that, talking about what they want back and all that.
What?
But you know, that's funny to me. To
okay.
me, it's funny.
Man, I mean, life can be
But Chuck,
we're here. Like,
go on ahead and cut her off, man. I'm on his version tip. Cut her off.
I mean, maybe you know what
think,
she wants.
I think she ain't worth you spending the bag on her. She maybe been at the beginning, but I don't think she's for you. So I think you should move on, enjoy somebody else's company that really want to be around you. Don't be around somebody just because they think they can benefit from you. From being around you at the time and not loving you like you want to be loved. I don't think you should go with that gimmick. That's bullshit to me. I don't know why they be playing it that way.
Mm.
But hey, drop her. Don't let her do what she gonna do. See her down. You ain't got to be negative about it. You just say it ain't working for y'all. Move on.
Chuck.
Because you shouldn't be going through speculations and guessing of what she doing or whatnot. If you can't trust her to defend your relationship when you're not around, then you shouldn't be with that individual.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah. So my final take on it, like I said, we're going to always give you the real. And Chuck, I've actually been your girl. Okay? I have been your girl. I have been unavailable emotionally and physically. And it didn't have to be cheating. It's because she's not into it like you are. She's not into you like you're into her. And when we as women, because we're very good, and if we can't pretend or don't love you enough to keep the mask on longer, sir, set yourself free, because we can play as long as we want to. I'm going to let you know the real. We can play as long as we want to. Keep you right where you need to be as long as we need you to be there. And men, y'all do it too. But I'm telling you, Chuck, from some real shit, I've been your girl. And that's hashtag her virgin all day long today. All day. You know, spare yourself. Spare yourself. We can't go back and reclaim the time that we've lost. And if she loves you enough, you know, you guys can have a conversation and you'll still be friends. You know, it doesn't have to become nasty. And, you know, let that be what it's going to be. And we wish you the best. And keep us posted on how things work out for you. Guys, if you have, listen, I said tonight, tomorrow, just stay, follow us on the gram. This is what you can do. So we are finally on the gram. You can follow us at backtalk_Q&A. Okay? Follow us over there. You can email us for his and her versions, qspeaks@universaldeep.com, and abready@universaldeep.com. We don't have any birthday shout-outs this week, but Chuck, you brought it home. And guess what, guys? Chuck has sent us two more letters that we're going to address. One other one I think we've covered with Nancy. So stay tuned. The series is Let's Straighten It Out, because we are about hitting home. And we're not about touching your heart and your mind and have you walking away feeling bad. You're supposed to walk away with what we're sharing feeling good. Like,
all
you know what?
Time.
I'm about to be two-stepping into my... I love her behaviors and my beautifulness. You're supposed to be changing. You understand?
Your direction towards you, not nobody else, towards you.
Everything
is supposed to be positive for you.
Absolutely.
And if it ain't that way and bring it to you, I think you should push it to the side. Tell them to step out your way.
Yeah. Hop on Instagram, guys. Tell us what you think. Also, we will be... you'll be able to not only hop on Blog Talk Radio, but you can visit UniversalDeep.com. You can go onto the blog spot, add comments. What you're going to see is, I think, the end of Saturday, first thing Sunday mornings. Anyway, you can listen anytime, and you can comment. So these shows are also going to be on YouTube for you, for your
amusement.
Listening pleasure. You understand?
Enjoy.
Your listening pleasure.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to help you.
Yeah.
It's going to help you. It's going to help you with a solution.
With a solution. You hear that?
With a solution.
That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to thank you guys for tuning in today. It's always a pleasure. We're going to sign out with you. Another peace, love, and empowerment from your girl Q Speaks and everybody's favorite guy.
They be ready.
All right, guys. Nothing but love. Talk to you soon.
Peace. How much was that? About an hour.